one and only, the Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nagu, and you're watching the Lit Southern Belle, the podcast that helps you flourish. Whew, so, I was just sitting and watching all my old videos. I'm gonna say old videos that I posted on Instagram, a lot of my robot rundowns. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say robot rundown, follow me on Instagram. You should do that. Might put it down below, might put it wherever it's gonna be on the screen. Follow me. Also, it's also in the description. It's so put the arrow down and see what's up, you know? My page is pretty cool. It's pretty welcoming, pretty homey. But I talked about how when it's time to, as some people say, hustle or just really work. Go into complete non-stop mode for a second to get where you need to be. It's not supposed to be cute. I know that I see a lot of people who are like, oh my gosh, I don't know, I need my nails, I need my hair, I need my makeup. And it's like, do you really need all those things? I know that a lot of entrepreneurs or a lot of ones that are women, when they're working and they're just working, they're being very busy, they're in the process of trying to get something to launch or get something to just start, they are not, as you would say, most people feel like they're kept up, meaning that their nails may need a fill, but they're still gonna keep wearing those nails because they have other things to worry about than some damn nails. Their hair may be natural up in a bun or maybe wrapped up like this just to look decent. There's all other ways to look kept up than nails, than having your hair all lace front, you know, slick down. And also makeup. Most people that I know, they have alternatives when they can't wear the accessories that, or the luxuries that we like to have. Nails. Cut mine down, I file them every other day. My face, I wash it, I moisturize it, I put toner like all right here and everywhere else to make sure that I look awake, that I look like I'm alive.
Sounds
right. hair, I have locks, so it can get a little crazy sometimes. Sometimes they may not look redone or retwisted all the time. That's okay. That is completely okay, because I'm at this point where that's how my hair is. Now, are people going to say things about it? Of course. Of course, we're going to say whatever they want to say about it. But I do know that most of the time, if my hair needs to be done or it's about time for a wash day, I put up in a wrap. And I get some of my nice looking wraps. I get some other nice looking wraps. I just get wraps that look nice, that go with the outfit and they look nice. Okay? So it's things like that. And when I say hustling isn't cute, it's like there's gonna be some times where you're gonna have to sacrifice the nails, the hair, the clothes, the purses. Oh my gosh. Some people really feel like they would get $500 and take it. I've seen this happen sometimes. I've seen people who cry and say they want a business, but they take $500 and spend it on a bunch of stuff from Fashion Nova. When you can start your own LLC for the whole $500. Your rent's paid, your groceries are there. You have extra money. What's your strategy to make sure you keep getting extra money? Take that money, invest it, hope, and let it come back to you. What they say, take it and flip it? Yeah. So you have to think like that. We are at the point in our lives, even though we just are starting to become adults, it does not mean we make mistakes that we know are wrong. You get $500, cool, like treat yourself to $250 of it and do whatever you want, but the other half you can do something with. Or, hate to say it, take the whole check and do something that you need to get done. There's a lot of goals that you have on your checklist right now that you haven't checked off because you want to keep taking the money to stunt on people that... You want to take the money and try to settle people and prove that you're a big dog, but in real life, you're not a big dog. You're trying to take your money and flaunt to people that don't even know you. You try to prove to them that you're a big dog. And really, big dogs handle things and they ain't gotta show them, they just do. You wanna know what I do? Ask me, I'll tell you. Actually, matter of fact, look me up. That's the point I wanna get to. I don't think that having the cute pictures with all the cute clothes on Instagram is gonna get me nowhere. Having my nails done, every time I'm on social media, I look all kept up. Cool, that might give me likes, but them likes ain't paying no bills, ain't paying for no food, ain't paying for me to do what I like to do. And we have to get that through our heads. We cannot try to pretend to be big dogs.
Sounds dry.
Because it just looks bad. It looks bad. You cannot pretend to be a big dog and you're not making any big dog type moves. You're not doing anything to progress your life forward. You're not investing in your wealth that can trickle down to people after you when you leave this place. Big dogs take some time, sacrifice, looking quote-unquote glamorous to get things done that will secure them in the long term. We focus on the short term sometimes. We're like, well, I got $500. I'm about to go buy me some Fenty Beauty, some Savage Fenty, and also I'm about to go get my hair done. First of all, $500, I don't know what you're about to do. After you buy some Savage Fenty, some Fenty Beauty, have that gone, and I don't know where you can find someone to do your lace front for less than $100. Or less than $300.
Sounds right.
But that's your business. But I feel like we get money. I've seen people who blow $1,000 on nails, hair, clothes, all for to show off to people at school or on campus or just homecoming. You're like, oh, I'm gonna spend all this money on homecoming. Bro, you already have money for tickets. You already have your hair done. Watch out. If you got the money to do that and it's gonna put a dent in you, cool, go on. But I've seen some people spend their whole refund checks on homecoming. I've seen people spend their whole refund checks on literally just acting an ass. But those are the same people that want to be entrepreneurs. Those are the same people that want to have businesses. Even if you aren't gonna start your business now, set it aside so when you do get ready to start, all it is filling out paperwork, going through the process. Because what's hard is that when you want to start it and you got to raise up the money, now you got to hustle twice as hard to get the money, make sure you get it in time to still go through the process of paperwork or any legalities that you have to address. So we have to think, we have to realize that being hustling and getting what we need in due time is not going to look cute. It's not going to look... See, we like to look at the end result and think that's how we're gonna look the whole time, the entire process. No. The entire process don't look at the end result. Them folks work for theirs. They worked for it, they earned it, they put in the time, they put in the work, and they sacrificed a lot. And you hear it, you see it when you read their Instagram posts. I hope y'all be reading what they be saying. I really do. I really hope that these entrepreneurs that y'all follow, y'all read what they be saying, because there were once at a time where they were serving tables. They were bussing tables. They were working by running coffee. They were working by being janitors, cleaning up after people. They were doing the most essential, basic, quote-unquote, we call jobs. And look at where they are now. You have to start somewhere. But they took that money. They pushed it back. They didn't have the cool suits that you see they have. They didn't have the little fly whip that you think they have. Now, they didn't have that then. It took them years to get to that point of having the things that we see now. We do not get to see the process because we don't know those people. That's also a key message. That's also a key fucking up. Y'all forget. Y'all don't know these people. Y'all don't know these people. Y'all think y'all know these people because y'all follow and you like all their pictures, and they tell you things. You only know what they tell you. You don't know them. You don't know people. People don't know the life of an entrepreneur until it's time to be an entrepreneur. People don't know what it's like to hustle until it's time to get in there and do something that you really ain't familiar with or you really don't like, but you know that you need that money. You need to secure that bag. And that bag may not be your favorite one, but you need it. You need it. You need the money to do things that you want to do. You have to do something to fuel your dreams, especially if your dreams are expensive. Your dreams need investing. You think all you're gonna invest in is just doing it and keep doing it, and you're gonna keep the same equipment, you're not gonna grow? No. Content creators, I know some people who started with, like me, they have a little cheap tripod and a cheap ring light, and they don't have the best setup yet. But guess what? When they get the money, guess what they're about to do? They're like, I'm gonna buy me a camera, have a tripod, and have brand me a bigger ring light. I'm gonna buy me some blue microphones, I'm gonna have my podcast. I'm gonna make sure I have some paintings right here to make the aesthetic look nice right here. That's the mind of an entrepreneur. Their car always investing in their money maker. Because the more you invest in it, the more money it's gonna make, because that's the better of the quality. It shows that you put time into what you represent. Your business is you at the end of the day. Who you are is you at the end of the day. And what you invest in it, how you work, that's gonna show. They don't care if you walk in there, you ain't got no nails, you ain't got, your hair is all wrapped up and stuff like that. But if you talking about some business, talking about how to make some money, and you coming with the knowledge and the facts, they not studying that shit. They're not. And that's what we have to get into our heads. Nothing wrong, I understand. Nothing wrong with looking decent. Nothing wrong with wanting to look nice. But damn it, sometimes you have to work with what you have and work within your means. You do not have to show off and flaunt to people because you feel that's going to get you far. It's not. Because once you come in there and you fly and you fake it, they're going to ask you, what are you freaking? What do you have to take? What are some pitch ideas you have for us? And if you ain't got nothing, then they don't want you. Fuck it. They really gonna be like, well, that's all we have for today. You can't come in and pretend to be a big dog and walk like a big dog, but you don't talk like one. You don't think like one. That's the disconnect. You cannot come in thinking, oh, I'm big dog. I got my purse. I got my heels. I got my nice little suit. I got my nails. I got my hair. I got my makeup. Okay, I've seen a lot of girls like that on Instagram that have all of that, but they sleep on a mattress on the floor. I've seen a lot of people who flaunt and flex for social media, and they don't even know how they're gonna eat for today. They don't know where their next meal is coming from because they're worried about the wrong things. Your priorities have to be in order, from necessity at the top and luxury at the bottom. Has to be. You cannot put the luxuries that you want underneath your necessities because you don't, they're not within your means yet. You didn't cater to your necessities to where you can get to the luxuries. People want to worry about a purse, want to worry about a Birkin, but they gotta pay, they can't even afford to pay rent. How are you gonna worry about something that's out your tax bracket when you trying to worry about how you gonna pay rent, how you gonna budget for the month, how you gonna do all this, have groceries, and this have enough money to go out to eat if you want to. People that buy Birkins, they don't worry about that. Because they got that stuff covered. They have their necessities secured. We need to start learning how to secure our necessities before we can worry about any type of accessory or luxury in our life. And I'm not saying that to say that you don't deserve it. We do. But there is business to be handled. You have to work hard in order to play hard. You have to work and put in time in order to receive the blessings you think you deserve. You can say you deserve shit all you want to, but if you're not doing nothing to be closer to them, there's no point. There's no point. So yes, dump the nails, dump the hair, do your own hair, do your own nails. And if you gotta buy something cheap, make sure it looks nice. They ain't gotta know it's cheap. They ain't gotta know it comes from Google. They ain't gotta know where it comes from at all. All they know is that you know your shit, you own your shit, and you look nice on a budget. But they don't even know what your budget is. They don't even know you. They don't even know you. That's the crazy part. They don't know you. The other times I see people post outfits on Instagram that I follow and post on, I'm like, oh, where you get that from? Now, this is not my page. They be like, they ask the girl, oh, where you get that from? She's like, Go Bill, Target, Walmart. You are never too good to shop in places that are within your means. Living within your means will cause you to progress much faster than sitting there trying to flex like you a big dog. Flexing like you a big dog is what's keeping you from being a big dog. But they don't want to tell you that. Start investing in yourself, in your goals. You want a business? All right, let's get out here and get to work. Let's get to work. Let's work on this business. First of all, get your business plan in order. Don't go home to nobody's courthouse and you ain't got no plan. And you ain't got no name. And you ain't got no purpose. Every business has a mission. Every business has a purpose for why they do what they do. And if you can't answer what's your purpose, what's your name, what's your purpose, and who is this for, if you can't answer those three questions, you can't go apply for LLC because you don't know what you're applying for. Being an entrepreneur, hustling is much more than we think. Hustling is not just for entrepreneurs. And that's what also people get fucked up with. Hustling is for people who want the things, who desire to have things in life. They may have goals to, I don't know, make this and this amount of money to set aside, to buy them a car. They might say, oh, I want this and this money so I can buy me a bigger house, or I can remodel my bathroom, my bedroom, or, oh, I want to redecorate my room. So I need this and this money because I want all these things that's on my list. Well, get to work. We all should want to hustle for the things we desire, because we deserve them. But what we don't deserve is to cheat ourselves out of something because we want to be lazy. We do not deserve to cheat ourselves out of the things we desire, the highest of luxury, because we want to be lazy and we want to take shortcuts and we want someone to hand it to us, because it ain't going to be handed to you. There is no shortcut. Everything is a process. Get used to it, get with it, or keep staying where you at and keep complaining. Oh, why? Keep complaining to us on why, where are that still? It's been 10 years. You have not gotten out your comfort zone. You have not gotten up off that couch. You have not gotten up out that bed. You have not gotten up out your head. You still think about how it can all go wrong and how, oh, I don't want to waste my money. Okay, but you just waste your money on a bag that will go out of season next year. You just waste your money on some clothes that you're going to throw away within 6 months. Redefine what waste is to you. Redefine what investment means. Redefine what value means. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the way the world is going, anyone out here can get this money. I've seen people during this pandemic come out the woodworks getting this money, getting their businesses, getting everything together. Yes, it took them some time, but guess what? When they got it here, and people are saying there's no money to be made because everybody's in the house. There's no this, that, and the third. This is the time to prove that wrong. Because I've seen people prove it wrong. They got their money. They got their business. They got their stuff. What are you going to do for the last 3 months? So when you come into 2021, you got something to launch too. You got something to say that you've done and you accomplished. You check it off your list. You can get that car. You can get that house. You can redecorate that bathroom and that room. You can expand on your house. You can pay off your tuition. And you can get that business. And you can get those subscribers too. But what are you doing to make sure you get it? What are you doing every day? Why are you on your phone? What are you doing? You supposed to be looking at everybody else? Doing what you want to do? Okay, you can post something and say, hey, I have this, this, and this. And this is going to be coming out at 3 o'clock. Every time I get up in the morning, I let myself have time for myself. I close my eyes, I meditate, I think, I just feel my surroundings. The first thing I do when I pick up my phone is I go to Instagram. I go to post on my page. I go to post on my story. I go to promote myself. Because how anyone going to know what I got going on if I don't tell them? And that's how I want it to be. I want you to hear from me. My video come out today at 3. My video come out today at 4. My podcast is going to be live on Apple and Spotify at 5. Every day I'm talking about what I do, my business. You have to do something every day. Every day has to be a small investment. Yes, I understand rest is essential. It is. There's balance. It's a thing called balance. Don't work yourself to death, but don't work it off. But don't be lazy. Every day you get up, if you think about it every day you get up, you think about it all day, all the time, and it's, it's not an occasional thing. That's what you should be doing. Find time to do the thing that you can't stop thinking about. And hustle. This is not a hard thing. It's not hard, but it's not easy. It's going to test you because it's you. And that's your driver. Don't look at the other entrepreneurs. And if it helps you, delete them off for a second. Or mute them. So you don't have to see them. You need to be in a mode where you got your blinders on. All you see is what you're doing. And you focus on what you got to do next. Sometimes it got to be like this. Some entrepreneurs go off the map for a while. Go off from social media and all of that. And they handle their business. And when they come back, they report in good news. Will that be you? Or will you be the person watching them post the good news? Or will you be them posting them that they got a new car, got a new house, got a new brick and mortar store? Will you be the one with the brick and mortar store? Or are you going to be the one going in and shopping into the brick and mortar store? So I don't want either one. But it's what do you want? What position do you want to be in? When all this is over. And that concludes this episode of Listen to Bell. Stay flourishing, my friends.
Soundstripe.
Hey, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you follow our page on Instagram at The Lit Southern Belle. Also follow the Twitter at The Lit Southern Belle. And if you're nosy and you have stalkerish tendencies, you can always follow my personal page. It's mimi.nava_. And also follow me on Twitter if you want to see me cut up. Really, I don't cut up. I don't tweet a lot of stuff. I just like stuff. So no one will know what I like unless they go and be nosy. But go off. So stay flourishing, my friends.